This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Orioles are on a heater here, used to not so much. Here to talk about that and more, especially down on the farm, from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Thursday, Tony Pantee. Tony, what is up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Going all right. Now, Tony, with the old mountain out for the foreseeable future, which means a while longer than that, whatever a while is longer than that, Tyler Wells working himself back into the major leagues down on the farm. And, you know, anticipation is he'll come back soon and then he'll be maybe placed in the bullpen. What's the velo looking like? Would he be best suited for the bullpen, or do you put him back in the rotation, where in the first half of 23 it was great, second half got sent back to the minors and then pitched out of the pen going into the playoffs?
Yeah, he's definitely starting around in this shape. And I think that, you know, I think you have to look at the entire history, you know, being two Tommy Johns. You know, is it running him out as a starter against Smart at this point? Probably not. I mean, I think the pen is probably his best future. I think he was looking at the pen right before he got re-injured again. They were looking at him as being back out in the pen. So I definitely think that's probably his future role. I have a little concern about him being in the closer role because of his penchant to give up home runs. If you look at, I think he gives up a home run one every 1.6 out of every nine innings, which isn't great for a closer. You really don't want guys to have that kind of high home run rate. So, but yeah, you know, I think he can come back and contribute. I think right now the rotation, they got the guys they kind of want right now in there. So I definitely see him probably going out to the pen, and honestly, he's probably in the mix to get some closing opportunities just because of the current bullpen.
Now, Brandon Young had that brilliant start last Friday against the Astros. He's on the hill tonight trying to duplicate it on national TV. No pressure there for you. But as you and you watched him come up through the system, making it to Baltimore this year, how do you project him? What's the big picture Tony Pantee analysis for Brandon Young?
Yeah, you know, obviously we saw what his potential is when everything's working, right? We saw that. Yeah, I saw that in minor leagues at times. When everything's working, the stuff is legit and it will work. His problem has always been the consistency of that stuff working and the command of that stuff. Now, he's had better command this year, but, you know, sometimes he'll lose the changeup for a while, or he'll lose the command of the fastball and tends to miss in the middle of the plate and get hit. So, you know, yes, if obviously what he just did, he's not going to do that every time, but if he's somewhere similar to that, you know, you're looking at a guy, you're a mid-rotation kind of guy. But I really think he has to solve the inconsistencies, and he probably is better at the back end of a rotation. But, you know, he's built like a horse. You know, yes, he's already had his TJ surgery out of the way. You hope everything's good there, but I do think he's probably a guy that they're going to pencil in at the back end of that rotation next year.
All right, Tony, talk about the draft picks, the trade acquisitions, prospect-wise, how they've come along, those who have kind of stood out for you in one way or another, positive or negative.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, when you watch, especially some of the new draft picks, the guys are off to really good starts, the college guys this time. Last year, we didn't see great starts from some of those guys. You know, Austin O'Vern was pretty good right off the bat, but not too many other guys really hit. Obviously, we know about Honeycutt. This year, Wahiva Aloy has just been tearing it up down there in Delmarva. He looks good at shortstop. I watched him last night, and he made a couple of really, really nice plays over there. Shortstop shows really good awareness, a smart player. You can tell he's got those baseball instincts that you like to see for your shortstops out there. And he really can put a jolt in the ball, and he has good at bats. Irish had a very good at bat last night, his first professional home run. He again looks like he knows what he's doing at the plate. He's right now playing right field, even though they supposedly draft him as a catcher. So I think it, you know, kind of tells you a lot about what they really think about him when he's playing out right field and first base when he first comes into the system. And then you got Caden Bodine. Bodine, I tell you, he's that catcher. A lot of guys were surprised when they picked him, but I tell you, he's got a good feel at the plate. He's a switch hitter. He'll go oppo on fastballs away. He's not afraid to turn on some good breaking stuff. I don't know if there's a lot of power in there, but, you know, he's a good defensive catcher from what I've seen so far, and the hit tool is very good. So I think those are some positive things off the early draft picks.
Tony Pantee, OrielsHangout.com, joining us as he does every Thursday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. On the Window Nation guest hotline, we were talking about Kobe Mayo earlier, and how the transition from third to first is kind of the reality in his world. And Tony, we've talked for years about him, the big arm, but maybe not adept with the glove. The accuracy of the arm left a lot to be desired, I guess, at times. But as you watch him at first base, do you see a guy that gets maybe gold glove semifinalist like Mounty worthy? Or is he serviceable enough that the Orioles can win games with him defensively at first?
Yeah, I think he's serviceable right now. Do I think he can improve? Absolutely. We've already seen him improve at first base. You know, it was really never about the hand so much. There was kind times they weren't super great. But that wasn't his question. As you mentioned, it really was the throwing. So he seems to be able to make that throw from first to second pretty accurately. We've seen him do it a few times. It seems like, I was looking at his arm numbers, you know, he has just an absolute rocket arm from third base. And he's something like one percentile with a first base arm, which tells me he's letting off the velocity to throw accurately to get those turns in there. So I think he's doing really well of making himself into being a serviceable first baseman. I think he can improve to become a really good one. We saw Mountcastle do the same thing. I don't see any reason why he can't do that defensively. Offensively, you know, that's the concern, right? When you start looking at things, obviously the talent's there, but, you know, StatCast now gives you input into, or I should say insight into their swing. And you can see that how much uppercut swing they have, how much are they trying to pull and get out in front. And you can pull them for all of baseball. And right now, there's nobody has a swing like him, unfortunately. It is a severe uppercut swing, and he's trying to pull it with it. So he's only getting the sweet spot of the bat into the zone 38% of the time, which is very low for a major league hitter. So those are things he's going to need to adjust in his swing. I'm sure the Orioles know this. I'm sure there's things they're working with him to do this. But he needs some swing changes for him to be a successful major league hitter, despite the talent that he has, which shows in that extreme bat speed. And that's why you see those great EVs off there.
Hey, Tone, if you were GM of another team and you had a legit number one or number two starter and you were going to trade him to the Orioles, what would you ask for? Who would you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it depends on where you are as a team. If you want to rebuild, right, you're in a rebuild area and you're like, I just want some guys that have really high upside. And then you're going to go try to get some of the, you know, the higher end prospects, right? Obviously, they're going to try to get Basayo. And that's going to be a guy the Orioles are not going to put on the table. That's going to be the first guy they're going to try to get, because, honestly, he is that guy, right? He's that middle-order hitter, young, retainable. He's going to be that guy. But I can't imagine the Orioles moving him. After that, obviously, you're going to look for guys like Beavers. You might look for one of the draft picks who can be traded after, I think, December. I think after November, December, they can be traded. You might try to get Ike Irish. You might try to get Aloy. You might try to get one of these guys that have high upside potential bats for you to replace that. And, of course, you're always going to want some arms. When you trade a number one pitcher, they always want some type of arm back. So with that, you know, again, are they looking at a Michael Ferret? Are they trying to get a Trey Gibson? Somebody like that, that you can say, hey, maybe this guy can ultimately become that guy down the road as well. So those are probably guys that I would target.
Tony Petit, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com right now?
Yeah, we're always talking about the Orioles in the minor leagues on the message board. We have a power rankings for the top 40 prospects. You can see how they're doing. I'll probably put my last one out for the year next Monday, and then we will start focusing on the final list, which is where I do all the entire analysis of all the players and start really ranking them for the top 75 that we'll put out around November.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys, thanks for having me.
There's Tony Petit. Whip Around coming up next. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, coming up 11:30. Preview the Astros, Series Funhouse with Nolan McGraw, and then Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. News from the Nest Style coming up at the top of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gower.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Total Request Thursday. Just tuning into the program. We got a lot to get to. Mike Bordick joining us bottom of the hour. Talk Orioles with him. Birds back on the field tonight. Taking on the Houston Astros. National TV extravaganza. They're always fun. Orioles are on a heater, but we'll get into that more in depth. There is NFL action. Preseason football. 7 o'clock, Steelers at Panthers. NFL Network. And then Patriots and Giants, rematch of a couple of Super Bowls. That's on Prime Video. That's at 8 o'clock, MetLife Stadium. And then there's a closing out the preseason. ESPN Unlimited is kind of a new streaming service that you can reach out to for football fun. So there you go. If you want to watch preseason football, that's your thing, man. Orioles, as we said, take it on the Houston Astros. But this news yesterday kind of blew my mind. I thought it was a fake story. Boxing. It's not boxing. It's exhibition boxing. And it's just a joke. Jake Paul, all right, love him or hate him, he's made $1 billion. It's almost like our man Martin here being an entrepreneur. Went from an influencer to a guy who's kind of rules things. But he's fighting a guy that, you know, he's from Baltimore, and a guy who's, you know, actually kind of a world-class dude. Listen to this.
Another left hook and a right hand by Garcia. And now, oh, Garcia forced to take a knee. Wow. Mamma mia! Much like Garcia's promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, who was stopped by Bernard Hopkins following a paralyzing body shot with a delayed reaction. Gervonta Tank Davis just stopped Ryan Garcia.
With a body shot. That was on DAZN a couple of years ago. Tank Davis, two-time, two-division world champion, weighs 135 pounds. Now, his last fight against Lamont Roach, probably should have lost, gave him a draw, whatever. Then the talk was it's going to be a rematch coming up August, which is this month, then maybe November. Nope. Fighting Jake Paul. Jake Paul. Jake Paul just fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. in an air quotes fight a couple months back. Jake Paul weighed 200 pounds for that fight. Tank Davis on a good day weighs 135. So this is a mismatch of epic size proportions. But, Vinny, I don't know if you've ever been hit by a professional boxer before. The hand speed they have. What's the term from Ricky Bobby on me, like a spider monkey? If Tank wanted a spider monkey Jake Paul, he would. But since it's an exhibition, I've seen big dudes get knocked a bleep out with one punch by smaller guys in, like, real fights. Tank Davis wanted to kick Jake Paul's ass. He'd kick Jake Paul's ass. But you can't kill the golden goose. So, Gervonta Davis, I'm going to take my easy bank. Jake Paul will, you know, do whatever it is he does. Because he was going to fight Anthony Joshua, who would have ended this whole Jake Paul thing easily. It would have been done because Joshua would have knocked him out like he did the MMA or the UFC guy in Gano. It would have been, oh, then it's done. But Jake Paul generates money and views, and Netflix is going to have it. There you go. But boxing, which has killed itself, again, another mockery. Tank Davidson fighting Shakur Stevenson, or a rematch with Lamont Roach, or maybe coaxing Lomachenko out of retirement. Nah, I just go for the big payday. With Bob, Jake Paul.
The hardest I ever got hit with a helmet. I broke 5 ribs at one time.
I got hit by a car.
Aye.
Yeah. I was 12. Rolled over like a Starsky and Hutch.
Damn.
Yeah. Bounced right back up.
You did?
No, I got knocked out. But that I'm agitated by that. And as we get closer to it, I'll probably get more agitated. Speaking of boxing, this day in sports history, whip around here on the Fan. It's August 21st. The late, great Salvador Sanchez knocked out the previously undefeated Wilfredo Gomez, eighth round, to win the retain his WBC featherweight championship. Unfortunately, Salvador Sanchez, Wilfredo Gomez, Puerto Rico, by the way, Salvador Sanchez was killed in a car accident. And his, which turned out still to be a Hall of Fame career, was cut short at the age of 23. Orioles history, 1997 in Kansas City. Rafael Palmeiro drove in 2 runs. Geronimo Baroa, Cal Ripken drove in runs. Rick Kribda got the win. Randy Myers, 38th save. 2012 at Texas. Nate McClouth, remember how important he was, Nolan, to that team? 2 run jack. Manny Machado, just a rookie, 2-for-3 with a ribby. J.J. Hardy drove in a run. Chris Tillman picked up the win. Jim Johnson, his 38th save as the Orioles made that surprising run to the playoffs where they lost to the Yankees in 5 games, but 13 years ago, beat the Texas Rangers in Arlington. We'll come back, talk about the current day Orioles taking on a current day Texas team, the Houston Astros, and Mike Bordick, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, and then Cordell's going to be joining us. Cordell Woodland, that is, from Fresh Take Sports News from the Nest. Ravens back on the practice field coming up in about 5 minutes. What's up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
More. Well, how about the Orioles are 43-33 since the second game of the doubleheader at Fenway Park, May the 24th. That was Trevor Rogers' first start of the season. So, Mike Bordick, we look at that like, ah, that's great. But they were 18 at one point, 19 games under 500. So, what do we make of them now, given the fact that the rotations less than three earned run average in the last 30 games, the last, what, 9 or 10, it's below 2. What the hell's going on here, and why was it so bad for the first 2 months of the season?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a lot to get into right there, Bob, but I'll tell you this. The reason they're winning right now is because of their rotation. They're just pitching so well. Every night they got a chance to win, and the defense is playing well. I mean, Gunnar's sensational out there in the middle of the field right now, and they're getting some timely hitting. And you know, I think a nice little injection of youth once again, calling Basayo up and Beavers has kind of been exciting for this team. And but it always comes back to the pitching, you know. And ever since Rogers started going on that roll, Dean Kramer has emerged as one of the most reliable and durable and deep going pitchers in baseball. And I think it was ever since Manzolino said, you got to go get through this because our bullpen is so beat up. And he forced him to go through like a third time through the lineup and got into the seventh inning. And the rest is history. Nobody wants the ball more than Dean Kramer. And nobody can get deeper into a game other than Rogers right now, better than Dean Kramer. And everybody else is following suit. We're just seeing so many great things out of this rotation. And it was just a matter of time before I think the offense found some consistency. Of course, getting Westbrook back for the brief moments helps, but it seems like they're just more consistent contributors through the lineup now. So, yeah, good team, fun to watch. Early on, they really couldn't do anything right. Their defense was sloppy. The starting pitching was horrendous. We had a couple of the worst pitchers in baseball for the first month of the season. And of course, we never hit. Couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. So, yeah, a terrible first month and a half of the season. But it's fun to watch this team right now, that's for sure.
Since we are pressed for time, and maybe we can elaborate tonight, BBT at 6 o'clock, live from Pickles Pub, whether or not Bassayo Beaver should have been here earlier, certainly can get in a spirited debate there, and we'll probably all agree with what the ultimate answer would be. Now they're here, though. And when you watch that Mike Bordick as an Oriole Hall of Famer and as a 14-year Major League vet, what are you seeing and what are you liking about it?
Well, I like how comfortable they are. And I think this is kind of commonplace now for so many of the Oriole young players. They just all kind of know each other so well. They realize that this is just an incredible youth movement that they've made here the last couple years. And Bassayo and Beavers just fit right in, you know, to that mold. So I think there's an incredible comfort factor. They're not worried about a lot right now. And I think they're letting their talents show here for the first couple days anyway. I mean, pretty exciting stuff that what both of these guys have done. They're both on audition right now. Nobody's going to write them into the lineup next year. But, Ben, what a great opportunity for them. And what a great opportunity for, you know, every arm now that's throwing for the Orioles. You know, once again, the Orioles are like that team they were 4 years ago, where this is just the land of opportunity, man. And if you can do a little bit of something, you might have a great opportunity to be in the big leagues next year with the Orioles.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. The role of spoiler. I mean, that's what they're in. Let's be honest. Yeah, they're 8 games out of the wild card, but they have passed so many teams, and who knows, they're on somewhat of a hot streak. But how do you embrace, Mike, as a ball player, the role of spoiler? Because they play a lot of contending teams here over the next couple of weeks. You got Houston and Boston coming up again this week at home after doing damage against them on the road.
I know, man. It has been so much fun to watch these teams coming in and the Orioles just setting it back. I mean, the Mariners, the Astros, the Red Sox, all these teams are fighting, you know, for postseason berths or win their division, and the Orioles just set them back, man. It's like these teams didn't even know what was coming. First of all, the Orioles are a whole new look, so when teams have to try to scout this, you know, this team, they're like, oh, my gosh, we don't even know this guy. We don't know this guy or what to expect. So it's a little bit of a surprise attack, somewhat like maybe a spring training approach to some degree. But the Orioles are playing better baseball than these teams. They're getting those timely hits. They're out-pitching everybody they're going up against, which is incredible to see. And, yeah, and they're getting those timely hits much better, I think, here the second half with runners in scoring position. So embrace that. Why not? And let them know that, you know, we're not that far off. Okay, it was just a couple years ago where we were kicking all your butts and won over 100 games. And then last year, we did it again. We made it into the postseason again. So we're not that far removed from it, guys. And this is just a little reminder that we'll be knocking on the door again next year, so get ready for it.
When Tyler Wells comes back, which is going to be within the next couple of weeks here, what do you do with him if you're the manager of the Orioles, Mike Bordick?
He's my closer, and he's my closer next year, and he's my closer until – they can find something else. I mean, the kid's been through it. They're already talking about worried about him being in the rotation. Stick him in the pen and make him the closer, because I thought he was really good when he was in that role before. And I don't know how easy it's going to be to go find a closer because they're going to need one. And the closer role is incredibly important, as you know.
Hey, Bordy, how hard is it for a guy, you know, like a Holiday who has to play 162 games? You know, do they wear down? You know, like in football, you usually see the rookies, you know, start to wear down the last quarter of the season. Hockey, same thing, because it's a long, long season. When does that kick in, or is it kicking in with Holiday now?
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably already kicked in, man. It is an incredible grind, man. All sports seasons are long, and baseball, of course. We think it's the longest because we play every day, and it's just the mental grind. You know, physically, everybody's banged up no matter what sport you play. And I think baseball players are banged up coming out of spring training. So you just have to deal to, you know, how to play with pain, how to make your adjustments and stuff. But heck yeah, man, mentally, I can't even imagine where Jackson Holliday is right now. He's always got a smile on his face. So I know he loves playing the game of baseball, but just stepping on that field and trying to convince yourself that, okay, man, you got to be your best today. My ankle's hurt, whatever. It doesn't matter. I got to go out here and be a pro. I'm scuffling right now. It doesn't matter. When I cross the lines, I got to be as good as I can be. And this is what he's learning. You can't walk away from it. It's right in front of you every day, man. And every one of these guys deserves and actually needs to be in the lineup to learn how to actually go through a 162-game schedule. What bothers me, Vinny, is I think they're grooming kids to – they don't even know what a 162-game season is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody plays a full season anymore. And what a great reminder we have coming up with Cal's anniversary of 21-31, man. True Ironman and what Major League Baseball is supposed to be about. Play your 162, man. It's such a badge of honor, man, to say that you went out there for a full season. I feel like these guys want to, but I also think they're really kind of taking care of these guys. Oh, here's a day off for you. Be careful instead of learning how to persevere and grind through it.
Hey, Bordy, I remember a few weeks back or whatever, we were talking about Gunner, and we were upset because he wasn't, you know, running to first base and stuff. Now, what's gotten into him? Because his fielding is off the charts. His hustle, you know, his compete level right now, it's unbelievable. What changed?
Yeah, I know what changed. He heard what I said, and he got really upset.
Damn right. He's a loyal listener to the show, Bordy, by the way.
Yeah, just like what Trevor Story did to him the other day out of shortstop, and he got pissed off, and he had a home run and a triple. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, he gets upset about that stuff. And I know, I'm not saying he heard what I said, but I think he just said, you know, somebody's got to just rise above this. We just can't go through these motions and look like a last-place team. And he has really taken the bull by the horns. There isn't anybody that's playing harder in the game of baseball right now than Gunnar Henderson. Watching him take extra bases, watching him run with his head up and always looking to take an extra 90 feet is what's exciting for me. And it's the brand of Oriole baseball that won him over 100 games a couple years ago. And I am so glad that he is doing, leading by example that way, man, because that, I think, is what fires the young guys up. They see Gunner do it, and they think, let's go, man. That's how we got to play here. And that could be something, too, why they're playing so well right now, too, man. They're feeding off Gunner's energy. And, man, does he play with a chip on his shoulder every night. He is worth the price of admission. I love watching that kid play.
All right, Mike, we're pressed for time, so I'm going to one-word answer. We're going to tease this for BBT because we're going to bring it up later. You mentioned Story Gunner. Second base, you have a problem with the slide.
No.
There we go. Mike Bordick, we'll talk about it later.
There was a butt.
No, we'll get to the butt later. And then we'll talk about baseball, too. We're going to come back. Bordy, we'll talk to you tonight.
All right.
Thanks,
Bordy.
Here's Mike Bordick, everybody. Oriole Hall of Famer. He'll be with us, me and Nolan, at Pickle, 6 o'clock. We'll come back, talk to Nolan a little bit more. Then Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us live for one winning drive. News from the Nest. Buy or sell, where's the late week money? Got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. And start ramping up the fantasy football talk with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Let's have a party together, man. Mike Harmon talks fantasy football with him from Fox Sports later in the show. 1:30 be exact, 1:30-ish. But Nolan, what's going on?
Well, we're scouring the internet here, looking for any sort of updates on the Lamar situation. I'm seeing here from Jerry Coleman, not practicing today.
Yeah.
So let the mystery continue.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, what they said yesterday or whoever said it, if he was totally fine, totally BS, my opinion. And if he did get his foot stepped on and then he practiced still a couple more plays, he wasn't limping when he walked in, you know, and they had said he was shaking his hand, you know, and doing all that when he fell. I think it's more hand-related than foot-related would be my guess. And he doesn't need to practice now until Monday, and today's Thursday.
Right.
So they'll just probably, we won't probably see Lamar till Monday, I'm guessing.
Now, as far as Harbaugh later this afternoon, you know, he doesn't, I guess, have to go in-depth about it. You know, he can remain tight-lipped.
Oh, he's going to.
And that's kind of what we expect. But, you know, wouldn't it just be nice if there was truly nothing to see here? If you just came out and really put it to bed. I mean, if we are going to be waiting till Monday for his next opportunity to hit the field, wouldn't you rather the conversation for the next 4 or 5 days not be about, oh my God, what's wrong with Lamar? Oh my God, the season's in jeopardy. You know, can you, if again, but that's assuming that there's nothing to see.
I think he'll say something to downplay it.
Hold on, let me look at the point spread, because that's always going to tell the story against Buffalo.
I don't know if
Buffalo.
They're pretty fast with it, but I don't know if they'd be
minus
on
one
it
and a half.
Yeah, it's two.
Yeah, but to your point, just get if he's tweaked a little bit. We're gonna rest him for a couple of days. We'll move on.
Well, you know it'll be interesting, Bob, if it was like, yeah, it's just a little wrist issue. It's nothing big. And it's like,
what about the
wrist?
Foot?
What happened to the foot?
Yeah. Or if you see him in a walking boot or a cast,
yeah,
or an air cast, you know something's wrong. See, now we're getting all panicky,
yeah,
until John Harbaugh has to address it. But as we know, he don't like talking about injuries.
Well, especially the closer
right
it gets to the season.
Boom. For instance, the Batista thing with the Orioles, last homestand. Tony Manzalino came right out before a question was even asked. Injuries. Batista, significant shoulder injury. Boom. O'Neill, out till September. Whatever the other ones were at the time. Then you took questions. John would be like, hey, you look good practice today. What's going on, man?
See, I think
iron sharpens iron.
I think what he's going to say, Nolan, is injury report's not due until the week of the first game. That's when, you know, you'll hear anything. I think that's what's coming.
Right. I'm anticipating it. I could do without sass. I could do without a negative tone out of Harbaugh today. I don't know if I'm quite in the mood for that today.
I think he'll be, like, he's going to show, like, very positive emotion to kind of, that it's not a big deal kind of thing. I think that's how he's going to, you know, come across. Because, like, when Monka came on his press conference yesterday, he was like, hey, you know, talking to, you know, and
first
then they
question,
ask a question
yeah.
about, first question was about Lamar, then...
Didn't
subject change.
Yep. Yeah. And same, hey, Emory Jones, he was going to be back.
Yeah.
Isaiah Likely. I mean, historically, John Harbaugh hates talking about injuries. He'd rather give you a Social Security and routing number.
But to be fair
talk
to him,
about injuries.
In this instance, it's a team representative that put out the initial statement yesterday. It wasn't Harbaugh that said, got his foot stepped on. So to be fair to him here, you know, he didn't necessarily put his foot in his mouth, no pun intended.
And then Adam Schefter got the wrist from somebody that was there watching it, because he's not going to come out, because Adam's got ties into either it was a media ESPN person or somebody on the staff gave it to Adam.
He is an insider.
Yes, he is.
That's always watching.
Always
like Santa.
And Nolan, the other thing was right. I did see.
No wonder I haven't gotten a president in 40 years. Martin.
Jair Alexander is out on the practice field. Not in uniform, but practicing on a side field. So we're making progress.
That's something.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
At least he's showing up.
So, Nolan, what do you think about this series against the Orioles, Orioles-Astros coming up here? And well, Brandon, let's start with Brandon Young.
Sure.
Are you high-hoping him, or is it blind squirrel last week? Because we did his game logs, and that was definitely the outlier. You know what I mean? But the quality starts have been few and far between, hence the bloated earned run average. In his previous start, he was terrible against the A's.
Yeah, he's had some pretty good opportunity this year to try to make a name for himself. I mean, he was a guy that wasn't on my radar at all when we broke out of spring training. Then because of injuries, all of a sudden, he's a major player in the mix. I mean, I'd like to see more. He doesn't have to flirt with a perfect game every time out, but, you know, five innings, three runs or less, I think that that would be enough for him to be viewed favorably moving forward. And to be honest, I mean, look, Cade Povich didn't exactly take advantage of his opportunities this year. Injury was a part of that. Chase McDermott's completely missing in action.
Who?
So, exactly. So, all of a sudden, Brandon Young, of that trio, young guys, rising potential stars, he may be, you know, head of the pack. Not saying he's going to be a part of the rotation next year, but we know they need a lot of depth beyond that starting five. You know, is he a 7, 8, 9 type of guy? That because he's going to be here. He's cheap. You know, he's not going anywhere.
I just see, and it's not because of the physical resemblance.
I see Mike Bauman when I see Brandon Young.
A little bit. Bauman with a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they similar,
the long hair.
Bigger dudes, you know what I mean? And, you know, Bauman was, what, 10-0 at one point for the 23 Orioles? Now applying his trade elsewhere. Oh, and let's not forget, before we get to Cordell, top of the hour, news from the Nest, there's a college football game coming up Saturday. Ranked teams, no less. Noon on Espen in Dublin, Ireland. I heard they're not selling beer at the stadium. Ah, I'm just kidding.
You actually got me with that.
Iowa State, Kansas State. Not only it's a ranked team, it's a conference game, like right out of the gate, too.
And both are ranked and both predicted to do well in the conference. A lot of my former teammates are going.
K-State, 3-point favorites in that matchup. So we got some college football coming up on Saturday because, yeah, it's here. And before you know it, I guess next week, we'll start doing our picks with college. Because the Labor Day weekend, loaded with college football fun. But coming up next, Ravens with Cordell Woodland here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.